Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. When we feel dissatisfied in a relationship, job, or situation, we may have trouble understanding what we feel, what we think, and what we need to make the situation better. It's important to understand the difference between these because it will help us communicate more clearly as we resolve the situation. It will also help us understand ourselves better so that we know what to ask for in the present and in the future. My guest today, Tony Scruggs, has made a life of helping people understand the difference between our feelings, thoughts, and needs. He'll explain how to tell the difference and why doing so is so important for everybody. Tony is a major league outfielder, was a former major league outfielder, a transformational speaker, and the author of this awesome Excellence Off the Field, The Ultimate Guide to Mindful Empathy. He's also trained in India with the Gandhi family, and he's done so many incredible things with his life. So grateful that he's with us today. Tony, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Lady E. What's going on?
I can go on and on. You've done so much, and it's really, you know, it's really like amazing how all the different, like we were talking about in the last segment, identities that you've had, which has led you to what you're doing right now in the present moment. And I know that you work so hard on helping people understand the difference between feelings, thoughts, and needs. And I think a lot of us get caught up in the feeling of something. We feel like that it's never going to pass, or we feel like in the moment, we're not going to be able to move out of it. And I think that's so, you know, debilitating for some people. So can you tell us a little bit what the difference is between feelings, thoughts, needs, and how we could better understand it so that we don't let it control our lives?
Oh, man, what a great lead-in. Thank you so much. I got goosebumps just listening to you. I'm like, wait, he's going to talk. And then I realized it was me. We have been told that expressing our feelings is healthy for any relationship. The question I have is, what happens when we're not expressing feelings? What happens when we're expressing thoughts masquerading as feelings? And at the Empathy Institute, that's the playground for peace that I've created.
Mm-hmm.
At the Empathy Institute, we believe that feelings are the language of the soul and that our emotional needs are the language of the heart, and that when we share our heart and our soul with another human being, that connection is inevitable. So the question for the listener is, all right, dude, get into it. What is the difference between a feeling and a thought masquerading as a feeling? I'm glad you asked. So a feeling is a word that describes our emotional state without being attached to another person. A feeling is a word that describes an emotional state without being attached to another person, meaning I can feel happy, I feel excited, I feel nervous, scared, or I feel confident. That's my emotional state, but it's not attached to another person. Now, a thought masquerading as a feeling is a word or words that describe another person's behavior and kind of overlap our emotional pain. So it's attached to another person, and it's a word we've traded for our pain. And here's the example, and y'all put your emotional seatbelts on because I'm about to rock your world. When we say, I feel abandoned, what we're saying is that another person has done something to us and that we feel pain because of it. When we say, I feel betrayed, we're saying another person has done something to me and I feel pain. When we say, I feel rejected, ooh, I got chills because I do not use any of those three words. Wow, that, talk about words releasing biochemicals. When we say the word rejected, I'm going to whisper it. When we say the word rejected, we're talking about another person's behavior and our pain. And when we say the word disrespected, that's the magical thought masquerading as a feeling, Lady E, because it actually tells us what emotional need of that person isn't being met, along with attaching it to another person, along with attaching it to our pain. So that leads us perfectly into what is an emotional need. An emotional need is a universal desire that brings us joy when we get it and pain when we don't get it. So when you, Lady E, when you receive respect, when somebody does something that meets your need for respect, you feel joy. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That is right, yes.
When you get inclusion or connection or reassurance that you're cared for or love, that brings you joy. Is that right?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
And now when your needs for respect, inclusion, connection, and reassurance that you're cared for are not being met, it can be kind of painful. Am I right?
Yes, that is true too. Yep.
So if somebody's experiencing pain because their need for respect isn't being met, they might just want to say, you know, I'm feeling kind of sad because my need for respect isn't being met. And that person will hear it a lot differently than, you idiot, you disrespected me, which is not describing a feeling, it's not describing a behavior, and it's completely disconnected from our heart and our soul. Does any of that make sense, Lady E?
Oh my gosh, it makes total sense. I mean, 125%, yes, absolutely. And I love how you are reframing how to say these things too, because I think a lot of people get stuck in the confusion of their pain or the confusion of why they're feeling what they're feeling, and then don't really know how to effectively communicate that. And that's where I think a lot of misunderstanding comes up.
Yes, yes, which leads into a great story. Thank you for that setup. You're just awesome today, Lady E. So at a gathering, and I'm with a friend, and we're talking, and another friend walks up, and she said, did you guys just hear what that jerk just said to me? And I decide to step back. My friend says, he's trying to be sensitive, you know, as some guys try to be. And he says, you know, I know how you feel. And she was like, she wasn't having it. He said, you're frustrated. We get it. She wasn't having that either. He said, and then for all the women out there listening, you know this phrase that comes up. And for all you men out there, take notes. When you say the words, I understand how you feel to another person, especially from male to female, it is not empathic, it is not sensitive, and it is not received very well. So I jumped in and I said, you know, it sounds like your need for respect wasn't met by what this other person said. And here's what happens when you apply empathy to a situation. The person either exhales and you're connected at the heart, or they sense for the first time in their life that somebody kind of gets them and they dive deeper. And that's what she did. And she went, you're dang right. That blankety blank 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 is a blank 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 is a blank. Now, for everybody listening, the blankety blank was a friend of mine. So I applied the philosophy of GAP, the gap. I was guessing what she was feeling. I asked her if she was feeling what I was guessing, and then I paused on judging her answer, and I went back to guessing what she was feeling, and I said, so this is really painful for you, and you'd like some understanding for how painful it is. She started to cry. She basically said, here's my heart. It's in your hands, and I trust you, and that's how we do it, Lady E.
Wow, that's incredible. It really is, and it's really... It's amazing how people feel validated when you say things the right way, too. That's what I got from that story. It's a matter of validating someone's feelings and letting them be heard and seen. So I think that is such a great way of just sharing how we can speak to one another in different ways if we're mindful and if we learn. So can you tell us where people can learn this and tell us where to find you?
Absolutely. For anyone who's up for a little bit more empathic exploration and adventure, come hang out with us at the Leading with Compassion page on Facebook or online at theempathyguide.com. Or you can just add the ING to compassion and send us a tweet at compassioning. And before we go, I just want to send a quick shout out to my publisher, True North House, my queen, Diane Diamond, and give props to my best friend, Osa Schoberg, whose new book, The Booty Chronicles, is coming out very soon. Come visit us at the Empathy Institute. And Lady E, thanks for having me today.
Thank you, Tony. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.